It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's wonderful to study the Word of God today. Please that you would join me in the reading of the book of John, John chapter 14. As we look at John chapter 14, we're going to read from the 12th through the 21st verse. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Again, I'm glad that you've joined us. Now let's begin reading. I hope that was enough time to look up the scripture. John chapter 14, verse 12 through verse 21. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of the Word. Father, I thank you that we can come together today and enjoy this time. Please show us your truth. Show us your way as we look to the Comforter today. We look for the Spirit of truth today as we enjoy this study. Please that you would guide and lead us so clearly and so simply that we may know your way and will for our lives. Thank you, Father, for this time. Now please open each one of our hearts and our eyes as we open this precious Word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked in the weeks a couple of times past that the word know, and it's important that you don't miss this. We're clear back in the 7th verse where it speaks concerning to know, and we looked at it in four ways. I want to very quickly run through it one more time. To know can be to know a fact. To know means to understand the truth behind the fact. To know means to be have a relationship, to believe in a person and become related to him or her, and to know is the fourth, is to have a deeper relationship with that person, a deep communion. Now, we come to the third know there, is what I'm concerned about, that you don't know just the Lord Jesus to be a fact, but that you have come by faith in Jesus Christ and believed in him. That is to know and have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, a personal relationship. And then the fourth know is to walk closer to him, to know him. And it's important that you do that. Verse 12 tells us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. We have reviewed through this, a greater works is not in quality, but in quantity. The apostles will continue, these disciples will continue to do many signs and wonders, special powers that are given unto the early church, that they may show without a question that this is Jesus Christ. Now, and it is God, it is God coming to earth to save us. It is the fulfillment of the Word of God. And verse 11 tells us, believe me that I am in the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. In other words, for these miracles that I have performed, that is evidence that, yes, I am God And yes, only God can do this. And to hand this power on to these disciples, on to the apostles, again for a short period of time, these works you will see evidence, and those works continued until the fulfillment of the Word of God. Today we have the Word of God in its completeness, and so please, we do not need some of the things that was done at this time. That was done to prove that it was from God. We read in closing last time the 15th verse. We're going to read 15, spend a couple of minutes there, go back to 13, 14, and discuss those precious verses, and then we'll look at 15 in a close to that section. If you love me, keep my commandments. This is again worth a time of review, because the word keep here means to value, to treasure, to guard, and to do them. Now, if you'll look at that verse of Scripture again, if you love me, keep my commandments. Value, treasure, guard, and do them. It's so important that you do not miss the understanding of the Word of God when He says to keep my commandments. Is to carry out His Word, to follow after Him closely according to His Word. Love and obedience should be our constant desire. And we looked up a verse of Scripture, and I'm going to read it again for you. And it's back in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 66. And if you would like to look there with me, you're sure welcome to. I will be reading it so that you can listen very carefully. Psalms chapter 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And you know, when we're beginning to look at these verses of Scripture of 13 and 14, I wanted to just remind you, or take a very quick look at that again. The love and obedience should be constant, should be never-ending. And if we desire, make a decision, make a choice to turn against God, then we should not expect Him to hear our prayers. Do we obey the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we obey His Word because of the request we have, a prayer request we make? So right now we're going to walk very closely to Him that He will answer that prayer. That seems like a very selfish request. We should obey Him because we love Him. And again, the word keep, verse 15, John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Value them, treasure them, guard them, and do them. Now, to the 13th verse, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That will I do, that my Father will be glorified in the Son. And the two words that we're going to look at here, one in the 13th verse is whatsoever, and then in the 14th verse is anything. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Those two words are very big words, very powerful words, whatsoever and anything. Let's look at the tie, because there's something that ties this together. If we expect to hear the Word of God and to have God speak to us and to receive these blessings that God tells us we can have, if we ask, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, in verse 14, anything, ask anything in my name, I will do it, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Now remember what the word to keep means. And keep that in mind. Keep means to value, to treasure, to guard, and to do. Keep that in mind while we're looking through this. Now there's something else that comes here, and there's two words that we find in the 13th verse and in the 14th verse. Whatsoever ye ask in my name. I want you to see those words, my name. Also in verse 14, if ye ask anything in my name. Now think about that. In my name means in the name of Jesus. When you hear someone praying, when they close in prayer, do they close that prayer, and I pray in Jesus' name. You hear me pray that way. In Jesus' name. We ask what Jesus would ask is what that means. When we go in my name, in Jesus' name, His name brings power. His name brings authority. And so when we look to the Lord Jesus Christ and we pray unto Him for any purpose and we are using His name, you need to be careful that you are always asking His will. You're asking what He desires. And we need to search His will to find out. You are using His name. Jesus is saying, use my name. What you do, what you go, when we go and give the name of the Lord Jesus, when you give them my name, that is an honor and a privilege. So when we pray for somebody, when we pray for ourselves, it is an honor to do that. When we pray in Jesus' name. He tells us, pray in my name. What's the two words we talked about before? Whatsoever and anything. Anything you ask, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. That's quite a statement there. We have quite a responsibility, however, because when we ask in someone else's name, we should never desire to abuse or misuse that name. In order to bring honor and glory unto that individual, here is Jesus Christ. You will always be using His name, knowing you are doing something that is pleasing to His will. You are asking a question. You are asking for something that will bring honor and glory unto that person. And we should always do that when we pray. We should always ask. And when we close the prayer in Jesus' name, when we open the prayer in Jesus' name, I pray. When we do that, be very careful. Because He tells us, yes, when we ask, whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do. We cannot expect to have our prayers answered if we do not ask properly in His name. Because the only way that we can ask correctly in His name is to ask it according to His will, according to the way that He wants it to be. Jesus is saying, use my name. When you come and you desire something, you use my name. You know, there's people that have such a name that it means and brings a place of position, a place of authority. When you go to somewhere, I do the same thing. If I suggest someone to go to someone's business, I will tell them, use my name. Tell them that I sent you. Because they will know then that I believe that you are a good customer, you will pay your bills, you will be responsible. And so I am sending you by my authority. Well, when we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we go to the Father asking anything, and we ask it in Jesus' name, we should always know that with that brings quite a responsibility, because we need to never ask something that is not pleasing or not honorable unto the Lord Jesus, because He is the one that's giving us the authority to ask in His name. We should always want to bring honor and glory unto the Lord Jesus. You would bring honor if you do it my way, Jesus is saying. The way I would want it done, that would bring honor to me. Jesus is calling us to always do that. Jesus' name, do it His way. That brings honor. My name, my way, my will. And you will have an answer to your prayer. And it will be the right answer and it will bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Ask in my name. First, we must know him. In order to know him, we must come by faith to him. If we have not come by faith and believed in his precious name, in the cross of Calvary and salvation that comes through the cross of Calvary, you'll find that you have no one you're talking to. Because until you come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust in him, your prayers are not answered. Your prayers are not heard. Because the only prayer that that the Lord Jesus hears is the prayer led by the Holy Spirit in your that has penetrated you, and as you have listened to the Word of God, your heart was convicted, you were shown that you were a sinner, you're lost, you need Jesus Christ to come and save you. You say, Lord Jesus, please save me, come into my heart and save me, forgive me of my sins. When you will do that, you know Jesus. You believe. By faith, you believe. And here to know. Oh, it's so important that we have a relationship. You don't just know the fact. You don't just understand what's behind the fact. But you know Jesus Christ as your Savior because you have come by faith. You have believed. Please that you believe in him today. Walk after him today. And when we come to know him, then we will know his nature. We'll know what he desires. And the way we know that, we have this precious book called the Bible that we can open up and enjoy. The very word that brought you to salvation is the very word that's going to grow you. And it's a wonderful day we have to be a believer in Jesus Christ. And once you know him as your Savior, once you begin to know him, to have a deeper relationship with that person, Jesus Christ, you will know what he wants. And so it's going to be our honor and our privilege to ask what he wants. We'll always know it's the best for us. That's what we need to do, is what he wants us to do. God answers prayer in order to bring honor his name. If we bring honor to his name, so we must pray in his will. Do you desire to bring honor unto the Lord Jesus? Do you want God's blessing upon yourself? Do you want to bring praise and honor unto the Lord? Do you want to do the will of God? Do you want your prayers answered? All those things hinge upon verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Remember what the word keep means, to value, to treasure, to guard, and to do them, the Word of God. You want your prayers answered, then you go by the name of Jesus as it tells you to. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. What is the purpose for our prayers to be answered? Is that the Father will be glorified, the Son will be glorified. Please that we look unto God with the thought and the prayer, not that we pray selfishly. So we need to be careful, because whatsoever and anything is a very broad statement, but it is tied to his name. And when you're going to use someone's name, because it allows you, it opens a door for you, when you're going to use his name, you better be careful that you do not dishonor him by something you're asking for. So we should ask nothing that will not bring glory, bring honor unto him, the Lord Jesus. When you pray in Jesus' name, you stop and think, what have I just asked for? Have I asked for something that 'll make life easier for me? Or if I ask for something that will bring honor and glory unto the Lord, you don't understand that Jesus Christ wants the best for us. God the Father wants the best for us. So for us to have what is important and what's the best for us, it is always to do his will in his way. Back to verse 15. If you love someone, you would do nothing against their will, against their commandment. If you love me, keep my commandments. keep my will. Keep my word. Please never leave the word of God. Do not veer from it from the right or the left. If you love me, keep my commandments, the scripture tells us. It's such a sweet word there. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now we're going to move down to the next verse of scripture. And that verse of scripture is verse 16 and 17. And as we look at verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." I hope that you understand concerning verses 13, 14, and 15 how to pray. If you want God's power, if you want God's peace, if you want God's joy, you will ask in his name. And by doing that, you're asking in his will. Don't miss that. Verse 16 and 17 now. "I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knows him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Verse 16, 17, and 18 of the 14th chapter. Two words. We have another comforter. Another comforter and the Spirit of truth. One is found in verse 16. Another comforter. "He shall give you another comforter." And in verse 17, "even the Spirit of truth." Those two we're going to look at for just a few moments. I don't know that we'll get finished today, but I want to begin. Another comforter. The word comforter is used only in the book of John. John speaks of the comforter, and we have many verses of scripture, and we have in John chapter 14, verse 16, the another comforter listed. In the 26th verse of that same chapter, John 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit," the Holy Ghost, "whom the Father will send in my name." We're back to his name, the best for us, as well as the best and bring honor and glory unto the Lord. And then chapter 15, verse 26, John 15, 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. When the Comforter is come, of which he is going to send." It's a wonderful verse of Scripture as we look. And then we have 16:7, John 16, verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." What a beautiful verse of Scripture here we have concerning the Comforter. As I read through the chapter 14, verse 16 and verse 26, chapter 15, verse 26, chapter 16, verse 7. Comforter. The meaning of comforter, the definition of comforter, is called one called alongside to assist. What a beautiful picture, as the Lord Jesus is going to send the Holy Spirit down to indwell every believer. And the word that John uses is a word that is comforter. And such a beautiful word that is given to us, called alongside to assist. The Holy Spirit does not work instead of us. In other words, we sit back and the Holy Spirit does all the work. That's not right at all. The Holy Spirit doesn't work in spite of us. In other words, if we do not listen to the Word of God, do not follow the Word of God, we can contain the power of God in us to where it does not go through us or out of us at all. It's called to grieve the Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit will not work in spite of us. The Holy Spirit will not work instead of us, one has said. But the truth is that the Holy Spirit is in us and will work through us. That's the reason we need to surrender our hearts unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Comfort comes from two Latin words, and those words are with strength. With strength. When we think of the word comfort, we think of to soothe, to comfort, to quiet. But it's more so the line here of to strengthen. Again, called alongside to assist, to build up. The Holy Spirit is called the encourager. The Greek word is also translated to advocate. The word advocate, we'll find that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. The advocate, we know, is one that represents you in court and stands at your side to plead your case. We think of our advocate being the Lord Jesus Christ. He will intercede for us at the right hand of the Father, from the Lord Jesus to the Father. But the word here is speaking of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and is called the Advocate, one that represents you in court and stands at your side to plead your case. The Comforter. Such a joy to know that I have the Comforter. The Comforter is also listed as the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth. Again, John chapter 14, verse 6. John 14, 6. As we look back, we find Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We look and find here in verse 17, verse 16 tells us, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. We've just looked up the word comforter. That he may abide with you forever. Oh, what a promise. For you people believe you lose your salvation. That covers it right there, because he gives us the Comforter to indwell us forever. Holy Spirit does not come and go out of our life, out of it. He comes into my heart. He stays in my heart. And how long does the Scripture say? Forever. It doesn't say if you do this and if you do that. And I've already told you, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. But here, we are speaking of the Holy Spirit coming to live within, and to grieve means just to almost stop it to where it can't work. But he never leaves you. And by him never leaving you means you are always a child of God. Once you've been saved, you are eternally saved. Such a joy to be a Christian. Now we have the Spirit of Truth. We've just read back in the verse of chapter 14, verse 6, that Jesus Christ says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now we have the Spirit of Truth. You see so closely as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are tied together. The truth, the Word, is Spirit-inspired. He is our light. The Holy Spirit is our light to God's Word so that we may understand it. We need to realize that. The Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will never lead us to do anything contrary to the Word of God, because it is His Word, it is truth. There is nothing that will ever come that will lead us into, the Spirit will never direct us into something that's contrary to the Word of God. God's Word is truth. And please, know the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. It's the only truth we have. If we want the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, we must desire to bring glory to Jesus Christ. We must know the Word of God. That's where we're going to begin next time that we come together, right with these verses of Scripture. It's so important that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's so important that you've trusted in Him today. Please come to the cross of Calvary and by faith be saved. Believe Jesus will take your sin away set you free, and give you an exciting life. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?